Is Nastasia Arensa, and I will be your host for today. A special welcome to our actuarial members and those of you who are representing the CFA community. And I do know that we're going to have various members of the media who are going to be joining us throughout the day. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Sanlam Investments 91, as well as Camissa for making this day possible. We'd also like to thank our speakers for taking time out in their busy schedules to join us. Today, the theme is building resilience, strategies for thriving in uncertain times. So many of you, if you look back at the start of the year, it started off on a high note, right? So we had risk assets that were surging despite interest rate expectations evolving to reflect, call it, hotter than expected economic data. All told, we kick off with the second quarter, and that was a busy one, and that was on the back of the stage that was set as a result of the first quarter. Some of you already know we saw U.S. names largely outperforming the rest of the world. Bonds did very little as rate expectations crystallized, and the other thing we saw was gold continued to rally. So looking to the back half of this year, we still have lingering political uncertainty. We're getting closer and closer to that U.S. presidential election. But there's also this divergence that we're seeing in performance across various asset classes. And it's underscoring this need to build strategies in order to thrive in uncertain times. So over the past couple of days, you would have seen the doom and gloom in headlines. And while that has dominated headlines, at least for the past 48 hours or so, today we're all about focusing on resilience and growth. Because we understand that the various nuances are important to unpack and also see how they interconnect in order for investors to potentially capitalize on the opportunities that they create. So we've assembled a fantastic set of speakers throughout the day that are going to help us in basically cutting through a lot of the complexity in order for us to be able to navigate the remainder of the year. For instance, you can expect to hear about navigating uncertainty in capital markets. Touched on it a little bit in my intro. You'll also learn about how do you navigate investment learnings, especially when you deal with other African countries. We know Africa isn't necessarily one country. There are different economies with different nuances. So it is quite important to understand that. And then also, we're going to have a panel discussion that will be looking at navigating international allocation when it comes to Regulation 28. And then throughout the day, we're going to have various topics, but then we wrap up the day looking at the political side of things. In terms of housekeeping, as you saw outside, tea and coffee is going to be served outside, but you will notice that the first tea break is quite short, so you have literally about 15, 20 minutes, if we're really pushing it, for you to be able to grab your coffee and your tea, stretch your legs, and then come back so we continue with the rest of the program. Some sessions will have Q&A, others won't have Q&A, but I'll be with you, guiding you through each stage that will have the Q&A and some that won't. And then in terms of lunch is going to be served at the Lacuna restaurant, but I will make those announcements as we get closer and closer to you. The time. For those of you who want to be connected, the Wi-Fi is Guest Maslow, so it's free, so you'll be able to access that. However, to get us on the right track and get the show on the road, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Andrew Davison. He is the chairman of the Asset Investment Committee, and he's been serving as a member for many years, and he's also the head of advice at Old Mutual Corporate Consultants, and he's here to give us the official welcome. Please join us, Andrew.
Morning. Thank you, Nastasia. And welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you here. And thank you to our sponsors, Camissa, Sanlam 91. I'm not sure what Sanlam's, why they're separating themselves from their investments there. I'm so sorry about, I don't actually know exactly what happened to the logos. So just a quick word on the investment committee. So obviously the Actuarial Society relies a lot on committees, what they call practice area committees, and there are a number of them. And obviously the investments is one of them. And they really are, you know, maybe not the lifeblood of the society because there are so many aspects to the Actuarial Society. But because of the fact that the actual actuarial office of ASSA is relatively small, a lot of the activities of the society get driven by the practice area committee. So they really are extremely important to the society. So from an investment committee point of view, obviously our role is to support the society and council on matters relevant to investment actuaries. So we've got a fairly large committee, actually. We actually have a soft cap on the size of our committee at 25 members, just because it gets very difficult to manage a very large committee. And the great thing is we've actually got too many members on our committee. So I don't really want to ask you for volunteers because we're not interested in them. But no, quite seriously, we are interested in members, obviously, and we really have a great committee that is full of experts in a number of different areas of investment. So we really have great debate and discussion at our meetings. And obviously, we've also got a number of focus areas. So we do have a number of other stakeholders in the investment space. So the CFA Society, ASISA, the JSE, we work closely with all of those. We also obviously are very interested in making sure that we give our voice to any changes on regulations and dealing with National Treasury on that side of things. Obviously, from a member point of view, we also do support investment members from a point of view of CPD events like this. Education, a number of our members on the committee are integrally involved in the education process. And then finally, research. And so that's kind of an overview of what we get involved in. But we are obviously, as I said, we are interested in members, but the great thing is we do have a thriving committee. So please enjoy today. It is, we hope, quite interactive. So please do ask questions. It is sometimes difficult to interrupt, but certainly we do want lots of questions. We do want it to be interactive as opposed to a day of PowerPoint. And then we do also have a microsite that we normally put up the link to. I don't know if we've got that slide, but it is our microsite that is, you basically sign up to it and then you can get access to a lot of investment stuff that we post there. Hopefully, if we can't get it up now, hopefully we can make a plan for later today. Quite a lot of people do actually already use it, but if you're not, please do. And I don't think I have forgotten anything else, but if so, I'm sure we can cover it. But please enjoy the day. Thank you.